Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for Monday. And each and every Monday, what we do is Laura Kennard joins us with stuff to do here in the metro when it comes to business networking and also some social media tips. Hi, Laura. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. We're multitasking today.
Yeah, we are kind of multitasking. We got a little bit of video thing going on here. You know, just to give people an idea about what it is we do. So, what do you got for networking opportunities this week?
You know what? I'm going to swing my computer over here because we got a bunch of stuff going on, and I want to make sure there's a couple new things that I didn't have on my list. So, right away on Tuesday, so tomorrow, we will have The Journey, which is going to feature Mary Chapman. And The Journey is a CEO interview series, and the purpose is to inspire Des Moines business leaders and young professionals through stories and life journeys of successful and interesting
now,
people.
Mary Chapman, she's, I believe, professor emeritus or vice president emeritus over at DMACC.
Yes, that is true. And this is going to be held at the Wakanda Club, and it's 5 to 6:30. So you can still sign up. Go to the Greater Des Moines Partnership calendar, and you'll be able to RSVP there for that event, and you can still do that tomorrow, and it should be really interesting. So we haven't talked about that one too much, but I think that that sounds like a really cool opportunity.
Cool. All right.
And so then moving on then to another item that I should have actually had in my calendar, and we've talked about it, but I need to add it on, and that's the October Startup Stories.
That's right. You know what? You probably are going to run into him in moments.
Oh.
Because Mike is here.
Stopping by.
Yeah, Mike Caldwell from the Greater Des Moines Partnership and Square One DSM is going to be a guest here next half hour.
Good deal. And that's always an interesting monthly lunch and learn event. Again, it's inspiring, it's story, and it is gives you some ideas about how other people have done it.
Yeah, this happens on Wednesday, doesn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's Wednesday. You can bring your own lunch. If you want to get in on ordering lunch, it's $15. You probably should do that right away because they have a reservation for the lunch portion.
Got it. All right. So that's Startup Stories on Wednesday at the Greater Des Moines Partnership Building. All right.
And so we have a bunch of other Wednesday things, though. We have Million Cups, and of course, we're dead smack in the middle of October month, which is all featuring the Iowa craft beer business. So I was able to go to the 1 Million Cups last Wednesday and had a great opportunity to listen to Ben McDougal talk about, and his team talk about Flight Bright. Mm-hmm. And how cool is that? And just super thoughtful, everything that they've done to do that startup right. I was really impressed with just everything that they have put together on that.
Cool.
And so then we're going to have the next 2 weeks, we'll continue on with businesses related to Iowa craft beer and the startup world. And that's at the Science Center, of course. Starts at 8 a.m. for networking, and then 8:30, the programming kicks off until 9:30.
So the reason that we're doing beer and craft brewing is because it's October.
It's October.
Yeah, Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Right. All right. So then we also have, going on to Thursday, actually, we will have AMA Iowa's early morning.
7 o'clock in the morning.
7 a.m. on Thursday. So this Thursday coming up on the 20th. And if you would like to just get some tips from a business aspect on ways to improve your social media efforts, this particular, they have a theme each month. And so this month's theme is managing content for social media marketing. Interestingly, I'm in the also Thursday, I'll be in the second part of managing social media in my DMACC class, which is at West Campus. And we're halfway through that, so probably would be a bad time to try to join that now. But next week, we'll start with a brand new class, which is blogging fundamentals.
Oh,
so
good,
so that'll be a really good one, too. And you can definitely still sign up for that.
Everybody, you know, it's one of those fundamentals, I think, about any business. And it's more than social media now. It is simply a marketing and letting consumers know what's going on in your business. If you don't have a business blog for your business, you ought to start one. And go see Laura, because she's got all kinds of ideas about this. This is next week for DMACC?
It will be. Okay. It will be on a week from Thursday. It will be the Blogging Fundamentals. But just not to glaze over the AMA Iowa event on 7 a.m. on Thursday morning. That's
Smoky
at
Row.
Smoky Row. So, and that's just drop in. You don't have to do anything there. And then we also have Greater Des Moines Partnership has two events on Thursday, one from 8:30 to 2. And this is business etiquette for dining, and it's going to be at the Des Moines Embassy Club. So you can still register for that. And just, again, go to the Greater Des Moines Partnership website, and you'll be able to register. They also have a regional business after-hours event hosted at Carl Chevrolet that evening from 5 to 7 p.m.
You know, I was just talking to a friend of mine today in the marketing world, and he did a big event this past week, and a guy walked up to him 12 hours after this event had started and shook his hand. He says, "You must be the owner," because he was putting away cables and other things from this video. And my friend says, "Yes, I am." And he says, "Well, I've been watching you work for the past 12 hours. He said, "I would really like to do business with you because you really seem to know what you're doing." And here's it's a major company. And my point of bringing that up on business etiquette and lunches is the fact that you never know who's watching you wherever you're at.
Absolutely.
And so you always have to be on the top of your game every single moment. And business etiquette, as far as it goes to the dining room experience, is extremely important. You don't blow your nose in the napkin. So other than that, but I mean, all kinds of great things. But it is through the partnership. It's at the Embassy Club. Good stuff. Yep.
And then we have an event that is an annual event, and Great Iowa Pet Expo is
this weekend.
So that's Saturday and Sunday. And the reason why we bring this up is that it is a growing event, happens once a year out at the fairgrounds, and you're going to be able to see a collection of Iowa and non-Iowa businesses, but many Iowa businesses there, including...
There's just a bunch of people. And I've gone every year, and we are going Sunday.
Oh,
so
good.
So it is Saturday and Sunday.
That's right. So it's going to be all day. And you can get holiday gifts. You can get stuff for your pet. You can watch great shows. They're having a spay and neuter. There's adoption out there. I pick up New Clean every year, which is this awesome pet odor stuff. I buy it by the gallon, and it lasts me all year. And so, and Pet Sakes is a local business that does a great job out there, and that's one of their big events of the year. So there's just an incredible amount of great stuff going on out at the Pet Expo.
And that's at the fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds,
right.
Yes.
Okay. We do have a social media tip for you today, and that social media tip is exactly what we started out doing, and you heard some of that backstory. We were actually videotaping this particular taping of the Business News Hour for later on this afternoon. You're listening to it right now, but we had done this earlier in the day. And we did that so that you could see something about how Twitter has incorporated Periscope. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I happened to stumble on this. I don't know how I managed to miss that they had so seamlessly added Periscope to Twitter. I had heard that they had purchased it, but I didn't realize about the integration. So when I was at Million Cups last week, I decided I'd do some live tweeting. And lo and behold, just as I went to write my normal message on Twitter, and I could have uploaded a picture, which is what I was planning to do at the moment, it says, "Go live," just like on Facebook. And I said, "Well, that's interesting." So I clicked on it. Right away, it says it's by Periscope, so I could see that it was. And it's just automatically pulling in that Periscope technology that they had perfected and Twitter bought. And I was able to put a title and
just like in Periscope. But here is the really cool thing about it, because you've already got an audience built up on
Twitter. Right. So that's the problem that I had with some of these new things, is that, you know, you now have to invest in building a new audience. And so when you are on Twitter and you already have, in my case, I have about 3,500 followers, it's nice to already be able to leverage those folks. And I immediately had probably a dozen people, and I don't think I have a dozen followers on Periscope, period. So it's kind of nice that many people saw it right away. And I think that Twitter also does a great job of sort of using their algorithm to get certain topics out. So if you're careful with your keywords, you may pick up some new audience people that are going to watch it. We were, of course, talking about startups. So there were some people watching just, you know, peripherally that are interested in the startup story. And then I think the other thing we mentioned is Facebook had the at work, and now it's going to workplace, which is an enterprise level. So if you really want to get powerful with your using Facebook for work, then you have the opportunity to really do like work groups and all sorts of things. So they're really up in the ante in the work world, I guess, giving LinkedIn a little bit of run for their money.
That's about time, by the way. But anyway, you know, it's my LinkedIn thing is I just sometimes I have an issue with that. It just sometimes the information isn't all correct.
So to close out, if you go to DM Biz Mixer, we have about three items that are on the save to date. Save the date. We have the Halloween party with the Metro Business Friends coming up. There's a unveiling for DSM Magazine. That's all next week. And then we also have the Brewing Up Business event. So those are like the 25th, 26th, 27th. So be listening for those. And in the meantime, if you want all the details, go to dmbizmixer.com and look at this week's blog.
And you can also go ahead and if you're on Twitter, go ahead and log on your own networking event at #DMBizEvents.
That's right.
All right. All right. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, doing the thing with networking and some social media tips for business. Thanks, Laura.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.
All right. We got a clear aside, and what we're going to do now, we'll check out what happened today on Wall Street for the Wall Street Report. This is Insight on Business for a Monday. Thanks for being with us.